This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. North and South Korea have agreed to march under the same flag at next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea and to field a joint women's ice hockey team. The arrangement is a sign of the thaw in relations, as Michael Bristow reports.
When the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un offered to send a team to the Winter Olympics in a New Year's speech, there was hope but not expectation. Since then, though, events have moved quickly. North and South Korea have held a series of meetings, and now they've agreed to cooperate for the Winter Olympics. A combined women's ice hockey team marching under the same flag in a joint cultural event. Skiers from the two teams will train together. South Korean officials are optimistic about the future, but earlier Japan warned the world not to be taken in by the North's charm offensive.
President Trump has accused Russia of helping North Korea to evade UN sanctions. In an interview with Reuters news agency, Mr. Trump said Moscow was helping Pyongyang get supplies, undoing some of the benefits of a Chinese reduction in its trade with the North. 20 countries agreed on Tuesday to stop North Korea violating UN sanctions. Eritrea's top diplomat in the Netherlands has been declared persona non grata and asked to leave the country. The decision follows reports that the embassy had forced Eritrean refugees to pay what it called a diaspora tax in order to access its services. The Dutch foreign minister said the matter had been raised with a diplomat, but that intimidation of the Eritrean community had continued. Hungary has published draft laws penalising human rights groups which tried to help migrants. From Budapest, here's Nick Thorpe.
The new legislation was outlined by Interior Minister Sándor Pinto. Hungarian non-governmental organisations, which, in his words, support illegal immigration, will be required to disclose details of their activities and to pay 25% of any funding they receive from abroad. Individuals who try to help illegal immigrants will also be subject to what the Interior Minister called restraining orders. Responding to the news, the spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency in Central Europe, Kitty McKenzie, said that NGOs should not be penalised for serving the most vulnerable people in the world.
World news from the BBC.